All right, so let's see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Thursday, September 23rd. I'm back. And we have a new NN layout. Look at this, Mark. What do you think?
I'm loving it. All nice right. little change.
But wait until you see this.
pretty slick. Cool.
Hey, also, before we get started, look at the markets. You see at the bottom here, I have six random words. I thought it would be fun if we use these six words in today's show. So those six words are sheep, pension, conductor, center, execute, and expertise. Just random.
All right.
Let's have some fun. Okay, right. So what happened yesterday? Fireworks in the markets. The S&P up 0.95%, almost 1%. The Dow exactly up 1%. The Nasdaq up 0.99%. The Russell outperforming everything with 1.5%. So yesterday was the big day that everybody was waiting for, right? Today was the Fed day. So, Mark, what happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've talked about it all week. Traders were focused on the Fed. And really it's because the central bank has implemented $120 billion per month in bond buying since last year when the economy came to a screeching halt. And with that bond buying, people want to know how long is that going to continue? Because it's a plus for the economy, but the Fed has to say when. Like, enough is enough. We need to pull it back. And that was the focus. The Fed kept interest rates unchanged, which really was expected. There was no surprise there. And they did indicate that there's no immediate intention to remove the stimulus policies, which some were expecting. But again, that tapering is still on the table. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that while no decisions were made, participants generally viewed that so long as the recovery remains on track, a gradual tapering process that concludes around the middle of next year is likely to be appropriate, saying the committee is ready to move. Powell said that the Fed is getting closer to achieving its goals on substantial further progress on inflation and employment. So kind of putting off the taper discussion, but also saying that right now the expectation is that it will be wrapped up the middle of next year. There was one adjustment or thing that kind of stood out, and that is that more members now see the first rate hike happening in 2022. Back in June, when members last released their economic projections, a slight majority put that increase into 2023. So wrapping it all up, all things considered, basically nothing going on now, but more members see a rate hike in 2022 rather than 2023. And tapering right now, still no decision there.
Yeah, and I just switched here to a five-minute chart of the S&P 500. And so yesterday, right here, this is when the Fed meeting minutes were released. And this was the first reaction up and then down. And then we had the press conference where Jerome Powell answered questions and the same up and down. So pretty much, as I said, it was kind of a non-event. And therefore, investors said, oh, okay. And earlier that day, I mean, stocks just rallied. And this was mainly because of good news out of China, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure that helped pensions.
Bing! Got one out of the way. Okay, fantastic. Yeah, so let's talk about China. And so the Evergrande scandal or whatever we want to say. So there's this property developer, Evergrande, right? And on Monday, there were the news that, hey, maybe they might default and maybe they might falter. And so what I wanted to look into this because I said, it's a developer, right? I mean, so there we're talking about buildings. It's not really like a bank because many compared this to Lehman Brothers in 2008 in the collapse. And I thought, why a property developer? But then when I was looking into this, in China, real estate contributes to a mind-boggling 29% of the GDP. I mean, 29%, let's just write this down here for a moment. And this is compared to around 6% here in the United States. So in China, property development, the real estate market there is really a big factor of the GDP here. So, and this is why it is such a big deal. The Chinese real estate development has actually driven Chinese market. And right now there's so many empty units. There's 90 million empty units in China. And I mean, just to put this in perspective, I looked it up here earlier. So this means that the entire population of France, Germany, Italy, the UK, and probably all of the sheep in Ireland, ta-da, would fit into these. And also the population of Canada. Anyhow, so this is why it's such a big deal. But so why did our markets rally yesterday? Well, Evergrande was on the brink of collapse, saying that it couldn't make interest payments. And then yesterday, they did make one of the interest payments that is due this week. So they definitely executed on this. I got another one. You're like trailing here. Anyhow, and this is where it looks good. Yeah. But they're not out of the woodworks. And you see, this is where we have a new crackdown here in China. We know that the Chinese government has been cracking down on companies. And see, China right now wants to limit the amount that the amount of debt that developers can take on. And this could hurt Evergrande. So this is why the Chinese government said, well, be prepared for a fall down here. So we shall see. We shall see. Anyhow, so this has been going on out of China. Going back to the US and focusing on what's happening today. So today we had the jobless claims, initial jobless claims on deck. And they have just been released. Mark, what's happening there?
Yeah, the weekly jobless claims came out and they actually came out higher than expected. So 351,000 Americans filing for unemployment last week, and this was higher than expected. 322,000 were forecast. This is the second week where there was an increase. So back-to-back weeks where the jobless claims came out higher than expected. So, I mean, that's not a trend that we want to see, because there are jobs out there, but maybe, you know, on-site job expertise is one of the things that is leading to expertise. that's leading to some of these unemployment claims. I mean, bottom line is it's not this huge jump, but it's a trend that you don't want to see happening. Yeah, because there are jobs out there, but unemployment claims have crept up the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. So we'll see. Let's take a look how markets reacted to this. So I'm switching over here to the futures market, pre-market, and we're looking at a five-minute chart. And I mean, not a whole lot going on. I mean, earlier today, markets were sliding a little bit, but right now, still hanging in there. And if you're looking at the pre-market action here, so the S&P pointing to 0.5%. Higher than yesterday's close. So it seems that stocks open here on a positive note. So pulling back a little bit, but still, I mean, after what, four or five consecutive losing days, finally snapping here this losing streak. I mean, yesterday was already an up day, switching back to a daily chart here. But yeah, seems that we are still rebounding, and we did have this gap here, right? And we are right now, it seems that we are filling the gap here. So we'll see. We'll see. All right. What other news do we have? Let's take a look at Pfizer PFE here, up 0.5%. That's not really a lot. And I'm a little bit surprised, because the FDA yesterday already authorized a booster shot for people 65 years and older. And today, the CDC is expected to also say, yes, we are good to go. And if we are, then effective today, these booster stops, or effective tomorrow, these booster shots could be administered. And this is another classic fact of buy the rumor, sell the facts, right? Because when we started talking about booster shots, this is when Pfizer started going up. Pfizer, Moderna, BioNTech, I mean, all of them, even Novavax, even though these guys are still way behind here. But yeah, right now, that when it becomes a reality, this is where, well, okay, investors said, okay, we priced this in earlier, And now we're pulling a little bit back, because what was also priced in earlier is that these booster shots would be rolled out to all Americans 16 years and older. But the FDA basically said yesterday, nah, we're not done doing this. Let's stick with 65 years and older and risk groups. So anyhow, Pfizer up a little bit. Let's see what the others are doing since we talked about Moderna. So Moderna up 0.02%, so pretty much flat here. BNTX, BioNTech, up 0.8%. I mean, BioNTech has been stronger than Moderna. Interesting.
Yeah, that is.
All right. Well, since we're looking at individual stocks, let's keep looking here at a few individual stocks. We have a few earnings that were reported this morning.
Yes, let's look at DRI, Darden Restaurants. And for those
Darden
of
Restaurants,
you not
I had to look it up this morning. I mean, I didn't know, but they are behind Olive Garden, right?
Yeah.
Because
Olive Garden
is Darden
the center of their business.
Go ahead.
Olive Garden is the center of their business.
Ah! All right.
They reported better than expected earnings with same store sales up 47.5%. So up a little bit pre-market. They're up over 4% now, right?
Yeah. I mean, earlier they were up only 3%. So they are right now at 157 here. Wow. That's a pretty good jump for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Another company to note, CRM, Salesforce.
Yep.
So Salesforce, they're up over 3% pre-market. The software company lifted its full-year revenue outlook and offered an upbeat 2023 guidance as well. So saying that things are looking good in the future and traders are liking that pre-market.
All right. This looks good. And then meme stocks, BlackBerry.
Yeah.
BlackBerry reported earnings.
Yeah. BlackBerry reported a small loss, smaller loss than expected, and better revenue. So they're up 7% pre-market on that news. What? Does BlackBerry even make anything anymore?
I mean, I know when
they first had the BlackBerry, people called it a crackberry because people were just so addicted to, you know, their BlackBerry, and that was like modern technology. I don't even know what these guys do anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen anybody with a BlackBerry. I mean, they're as obsolete as pagers here.
Yeah. I'll have to look into that because, of course, they're listed and meme traders love them, but what the heck do they do? That's a question for next time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, talking about meme stocks, so SoFi, I think they have been kind of a meme stock, but I mean, they are up yesterday, up 11%. Earlier this morning, they were up more than 2%, right now pulling back 1.96%. But they are rallying right now. So yesterday, they were the sixth highest mention on Wall Street Bets.
Okay.
So this is where it seems that another meme stock in the making here. And this is where I was wondering, is there any conductor on the train? No, that didn't work. But hey.
I'll give that one to you. I was wondering how you were going to do that.
Okay. Hey, we also got to look at Toast. So Toast yesterday had their IPO. And I mean, hard to see when you only have one bar, right? But they were up as high as 65% yesterday after then settling. But I mean, overall, they closed 56% above their IPO. We will see what happens here. We all know that usually on the first day, everybody gets super excited. I mean, let's just take a look at Robinhood here. I mean, this is where Robinhood also closed higher than the first few days. Everybody gets excited. Weber, I haven't looked at Weber in a while. How is Weber doing? They also recently had an IPO, so also super exciting. And then pulling back. I mean, this is what we often see. And yesterday, Toast, very similar. But I mean, the things are looking good for Toast, at least on the first day. So
first day's a charm.
We'll see. We'll see. Anyhow, so looking at the pre-market open, we're still... Oh, look at this. I mean, the NASDAQ is pulling back a little bit. So the NASDAQ right now... oops. Let me see if I can quickly refresh this. There we go. NASDAQ right now moving a little bit lower here in pre-market trading. Let's see what's happening there. Yes, also pulling back a little bit. Dow is still hanging in there. Anyhow, so this will be interesting. We got to jump over, start trading live with our mastermind group. And hey, if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, we'll leave a link in the description and also have a few videos popping up right now so that you see exactly the strategies that we use to trade these crazy markets. Take a look at these. You got to enjoy them. Anyhow, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.